Can't produce sober.
I'm drinking coffee tonight.
Okay? Drinking coffee. Wow.
It warms me up, you know, and gets me alert. You know,
it is cold, isn't it?
It's cold as fuck. You're a
tad bit. It's about.
I was wearing shorts 2 days ago.
Yeah, dude. It was 69-70 degrees on Wednesday of last week.
I'm not kidding. I think Saturday I was wearing shorts. Today it's 27 degrees outside.
A couple show notes here. We're already recording, so
I saw.
I like how Nick's is like, wait, what?
What? I'm tuning.
You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
That's right.
We're a Nick. You can never tune a Nick.
No.
You can try as tight as you can wind him, but somehow the neck just gets slightly bowed. Usually to the right.
He's upset because his team lost.
Yeah, I'm so upset.
He didn't care. He already said
I didn't care.
I know.
Yeah. Let's go, San Fran.
Nah, I'm gonna root for the Chiefs just because I'm
50 years since they've been this. The last time they were there, they won.
Yeah, I mean, people were crying. I mean, in the stands that they won. So I mean,
I wanted the KC Green Bay rematch. That's what.
And
I
the 49ers
have calling for 49ers strictly because of Mahomes' girlfriend.
Well, the 49ers haven't won since they beat the Chargers in the Chargers' only Super Bowl appearance.
They still got kind of a legacy there, right? You know,
they have enough Super Bowl victories. I mean, yeah. Kansas City, that they've been so loyal to that team. I mean, it's always a sea of red. You got to go with Kansas City.
Yeah.
No.
Even though Joey Bosa will be playing with his brother next year because he's going to force the Chargers to trade him. Be the Bosa brothers.
Did y'all see that video of the caption was, it doesn't get any more Kansas City than this, and it shows a guy like panning his phone over to a guy. He just starts pulling ribs out of his jacket.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I would go there just for the barbecue.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, just Nick, the barbecue.
Yeah.
And Nick, I know you have a song, and we kind of just jumped into it. So.
It's fine. I don't have to play it.
I've been to the airport.
I think the listeners know what they're getting when they tune into us, but we don't have a sharp song intro today. I mean, jumped in because Jack was complaining about me drinking coffee. And you guys were just talking shit about me right before we recorded. So.
Actually, we were talking shit about Chris's hat, actually.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mr. Say I'm Mr. Producer. Say I'm sorry. It's a simple phrase. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
It's not always about you.
You're right. It's not all about me. And tonight we have three people on this podcast. Nick, take it away.
I'm the producer. Do you actually want to hear the song? Oh,
okay. Well, do you have a song?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's the best one I've ever heard.
Nah, it's probably not. Let's see. I didn't even practice it, so we'll see. It probably will be a train wreck.
We should have a versus of Nick's best intros.
The thing is, I don't even
it's
remember.
It's like very them. Meta for this show.
Maybe a listener's remembered all of them.
I don't remember them. Maybe Dennis. Dennis probably remembers them. But
we'll just make it a general poll, you know, like where people can add, you know, the different
versions. That's a clusterfuck waiting to happen.
I've been doing them for what, a
I
year?
Know, but
I mean, like well over a year now. So it's a bunch of them.
There is.
I kind of get tired.
I think it's been about a year. It's been about a year since our ratings went down. I mean, go ahead.
Do the song. Yeah, they probably turn in. They went. God, who is this guy? I can't even sing. These songs suck. Yeah,
I think they blame the production value.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Yeah.
So. See, we wait till you're around for we make shit. You know, talk shit about you, Matt.
I appreciate that. So
let's see,
we only talk shit about you, Matt.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if this one's any good or not. So, you go ahead and do it, Chris. Okay. Shed a tear because I'm so bored. I don't know what to do. I'm stuck at work almost every day now. There was a time when I wasn't sure.
Okay.
Okay. Something set my mind. I can't help but laugh every day now. So friends, now take it slow and your life will work out fine. All you need is just the Rambo cast.
Who knew there were so many lighters out there?
I know. So for everyone, the reason why I stopped is because all of a sudden my screen just changed from what I was looking at to just a shit ton of lighters. So,
can you get those on Amazon.com?
I'm sure you can.
/Jay and Jack. Yes, I think you can. So
for everyone out there, that was Patience by Guns N' Roses. It was Chris knew from the very beginning.
Yeah, first the first note.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, that wasn't one of
your jobs. I could not.
I didn't know it right away.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You can't not whistle to that song. Like everyone who knows that song, it was whistling for the last 30 seconds.
It's like the Andy Griffith theme song.
Nope. All right, maybe.
What did you think of the Matthew McConaughey send off of that? Like he's ice fishing, being rugged. Did you guys see that? It was in one of the playoffs.
Oh, really?
Games. Nice. Yeah, it was an advertisement for the fact that he was out in the middle of wilderness ice fishing. So anyway,
I didn't see which was that the second game because the second game was 49ers dominated. I said, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, I actually caught the first game because we don't get Fox anymore. So
you don't get Fox anymore.
Fox.
You don't get Fox Sports?
There's a way to watch. There's a way to watch it without having.
Oh, so you cut the cable? That's right. I forgot.
Well, our signal, for whatever reason, I don't know if they changed the strength of it, but we can't pick up Fox anymore. So it's a little bit weaker. So I might have to just invest in a new antenna and just,
It's because they're all plastic antennas in Indiana, right?
No, it's aluminum.
Let's throw this in the ocean. We're Indiana. We don't care.
Well, my son helped me out at work today. We have like all of this plastic and it's just like, plastic bags, airbags, comes in everything. It's like, what do you do with that stuff? It's like
ship it to California.
I don't want it.
Set it out to drift.
Apparently you can recycle some of it. But you got to like stab and cut all of them apart, just to like condense it down. They take up so much space. You know what I'm talking about, those airbag
things. Are you holding a fart, Chris? Your face looks really uncomfortable.
No, I'm good.
Still wants a Tesla. I want a Tesla.
Man, I really do. And I just looked at my Facebook Messenger. So you know, if someone sends you a message who you're not immediate friends with on Facebook, it kind of goes into this folder. Mm-hmm. I realized I had like a ton of messages in there that from the last like 2 years I didn't realize.
I've never checked that. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Interesting.
And Piper, one of the listeners of the show, was actually reaching out to me about a couple people actually reached out to me, but Piper reached out to me about her.
Pied Piper?
Yes. About Tesla. Last episode I talked about how much I enjoyed the experience of driving a Tesla Model 3. And I have done nothing but obsess over it and try to crunch numbers to see how I can justify it.
Do we really need both kids?
So Piper reached out to me and she mentioned that they have had their Tesla for over a year now and they love it. It gets better every month because there's always constantly software updates that just make great improvements to the car.
So she was rubbing your face in it.
Yeah, no, more or less. And that's cool. Like anybody who owns one is going to do the same thing because it's like the most.
Tesla is great. Like have one.
I'll tell you, like the customer satisfaction of those cars. I don't know. I haven't seen any ratings, but I've never heard someone badmouth one who's owned one or known anybody who's owned one. So I'm just I want one so bad. So bad.
Sell the hat. Sell the Patriots hat.
I know. One of these days, I'll figure it out. But in Massachusetts, just actually just increased the electronic vehicle rebate. So
really?
From $1,500 to $25. So I can get
$25. I think in Indiana that you have to pay more.
Actually, you do.
You have a higher tax rate if you go electric.
Yeah. No, they totally. So I'm not going to keep talking about it because I can go on for days. But
thanks for reminding me, Jack.
There you go.
They probably got rid of the gas tax too.
Please pollute. Live in Indiana.
Fill up more.
We burn coal because that's
we're the only state that costs less than a supercharger.
In fact, gas is so cheap. When you get home, just leave the car on. Just leave it on idle.
Yeah.
Just let it run all night long. It's Indiana.
I will say though that
first the airport, first in pollution.
They actually do use solar. Solar panels at the airport in Indianapolis International Airport. Wow. So, you know, and there are some, you know, windmills, you know, throughout Indiana. So.
Okay.
So, you know,
it's like one, is there like a whole farm or is it like one windmill?
They're spread out in a certain, you don't know shit.
Just the one.
What's crazy, you know, I mean, what's crazy is California. First of all, I mean, California is just nuts. With all their bills and their laws and all that stuff that they've been passing recently or trying to pass. But one bill that they did pass, it stated that all new construction in the state of California is mandatory to have solar panels.
The fuck, Nick, man? You lived there. How long did you live there, Nick? And you never told us this.
I told you this last week.
Oh, shit. You said
that? He said it a couple times.
Remember that last, you know, Chris remember that last listening week, all the time, everybody.
Dude, it was 10 milligrams last week.
10 milligrams.
10 like, mg's.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
10, no, cool. 10 g's, you would be.
You know, the worst part is the second I started saying that, I just saw Nick's hand go up. Like
what the fuck?
Yeah.
I just recycled our own story.
Actually, no, but there is a new law.
Can't
though.
Do that in Indiana.
I don't mean to interrupt you, Nick. There's a new law going into place in Colorado that requires every new resident has to buy a gram of marijuana. You know, it's just kind of like it's actually a thank you gift. You know, it's like you pay the taxes and then you get like a brick.
That's a fair law. I don't think I'd have any trouble passing. Well, in Colorado.
I'm just bullshitting you. I don't know.
A friend of mine, though, that lives in California still, like, he put up a thing today. Maybe I can find it and share it with you guys. It was some company that's starting a light refractor for your roof next to your solar panel. So it's like these little glass domes. These little glass domes that you put on your roof, and then it bends the light, the natural sunlight, into rooms in your house so you don't have to put, you know, you only have to turn your light bulbs on at night.
I wanted to do that a few years ago, and I was told no.
Mm. Oh man, it looked really cool. I mean, especially from like what I was looking at.
Well, I didn't know if I could do. You have to get permission from the association to get. But I said, look, I could do this myself. I could order it and just pipe it through it was solar. They were solar, and they would, and you had natural lighting. It was. Yeah. I saw it on it. I was like going. My wife's like, no, that would be ugly. I said, okay. Why don't we move to Indiana where you didn't hate the environment.
Why must you pick on me?
Why not? But anyway, I did want to get that a few years ago, but I was told no. I said that you could do it in the hallway. You could do it in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh, our local grocery store, they use, you know, the light, and it's really nice, like in the day, like just to have that natural lighting, like even just shopping in there, you're like, you don't feel like you're in a fluorescent.
I don't like having to wear the sunscreen though, because I don't want skin cancer.
Well, I always, because I have so many antiques in my house and like old shit. Like I have this old first edition of a George R. R. Martin book from 1980, and just from little bits of sunlight that creep into your home, like one whole side of the book is faded, just a little bit.
Oh.
And so it's like, damn. I was like, imagine if I had a lot more sunlight in here than I already do. You know?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
And it's just, you know, and the book's
damn sun.
It came in one of those like hard covers that you slip the book in the bookcase, you know, thing. So that's what's faded, not the actual book. Yeah, I know that made a lot of sense to you guys. You know.
Yeah, I couldn't have figured it out without you doing your hand movement there.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Milk cow. Loud and clear.
Yeah,
So it's been a fun week. I actually, my son, I think it started when we were recording last week. When did we record? Is that Tuesday or Wednesday last week?
Thursday.
Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
So yeah. My son started sporting a fever, a real nasty one. I think it was the night that we started recording.
Yeah, you did say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a fever for like almost like 4 days, almost 5 days. We're getting a little worried about it. Like, oh, you know, should we bring him in, you know? Yeah, so on the fifth day, it broke, and he's back to his normal smiling self. But he didn't stop smiling even when he had a fever, which is there's something wrong with this one.
Do you tell him there's nobody that's happy? Nobody's that happy.
Is it? I just posted a picture of him. He's happier than picking shit like, at all times. I don't get it. But, hey, I'm not worried. I mean, I'm not complaining.
As long as he keeps smiling.
Yeah, he is.
Because my youngest daughter went from, like, first 10, 11 years, she was like the – like a perfect child. Then the next 8-9 years were pretty rough.
I just hope he doesn't grow up to be psychotic like the Joker or something. Like, he's always
flip a coin.
Well, maybe you'll have to do like what Dexter's dad did for Dexter.
I mean, his dad does like to beat up old men at football games.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Wait a minute. but yeah, so it's been a little eventful week. I've been working straight through, but I'm off tomorrow.
Yes,
nice. I got a 4 day weekend.
Well, you're lucky.
I was bragged because I had a 3 day weekend because I had no grandkids today.
Nice. You guys wouldn't believe how crushed I was on Friday. That I was like so happy. I was like, yeah, 3 day weekend, bitches. See you guys on Tuesday. And they're like, what are you talking about, dude? I'm like, what? It's Martin Luther King Day. He's like, do you think you're back in school or something? Like, no one gets that day off. But like, what? In California, though, yeah, I got it off every year when I worked. So I was like,
well, California, you get every day off.
Every day off. And so I was like, oh, sucks. I had to show up today. I had to work. I was pissed.
Well, I had a 3 day weekend. So that's all that matters.
Well, my weekend starts Thursday. So yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
You watch the Pro Bowl?
Nope.
Who watches the Pro Bowl?
Nobody, but it's still on, I guess. Is it still on? Is it still a thing? I don't know.
I haven't watched a Pro Bowl since I don't even know when. Forever ago. Is it still in Hawaii?
Matt, you're muted. What's in your coffee? I don't know where it's at. I think don't they usually have it where the Super Bowl's now at now, right? I don't care because I don't know.
I gotta be honest, yeah. I've reached the limit of which I care about this.
I think that we should just have a third place game.
There's my limit of care, you know.
Yeah.
You think they should have a third place game?
Yeah, do it like soccer, you know, and whoever is there, you know, if they want to, if there's players that are like, no, I'm not playing, then the people that are, I don't know, elected or whatever, you know, or the favorite vote of captain of the whatever team, then they can step in. So, but other than that, just have
well, most of them back out anyway.
Right, exactly. But then you could just have the other players.
It used to be when they paid these players, you know, back in the 70s, they loved to get the extra money. Now it's like, you're going to pay me what? $5,000, $10,000? Nah, it's not worth my trip. A free trip to Hawaii? Nah, still not worth my time.
Is that what they get paid to get 10 grand to go?
I think it's $5,000 or $10,000, something like that.
Huh.
And to not worth my time to go play 3 plays, 4 plays. I'll just have to claim it.
I mean,
I'm just saying, I love it in soccer watching the third place game. I think it's sometimes like you get.
I just love the fact everyone gets a trophy. That's all I care about.
The Millennial Bowl.
Well, that's what
we're not even keeping score.
My sister.
Brought to you by Sanka.
You're not drinking Sanka, are you?
No.
They still have Sanka?
I was about to virtually slap you.
Wow. Drinking
Sanka.
Wow. Wow.
Don't be shaming him. Maybe he will.
Well, you know what? That goes to the theory that Chris beats up old men.
Yeah, it's true. No.
That's some pretty good shit there. Thanks.
I'm sorry, Matt.
The sad thing is I was actually making jokes about you guys or with you guys, whatever you want to call it. But I was muted for quite a while there. And then I realized that.
I looked. I finally saw that your mouth was moving. I thought I was watching a Godzilla movie for a while there.
What was that? What was that, Nick?
I was going to say technology. What were you gonna say? I was going to say technology is hard for old people. You know? I knew you were going to say that.
This is straight up ageism. So, and it's a weird abusive ageism because it's like constantly psychologically torturing me. I mean, next year you're going to be like, oh, you're 48.
No, you're going to be 50 next year.
Yeah.
Well, you can't just go out of line like that.
We can do whatever we want.
Yeah. We skip from 42 to 47, so we can go to whatever we want.
43, I think, he is. Right?
Oh, yeah. Something like that.
Thanks, Jack.
Yeah.
That means a lot to me. I'm in my 30s.
What were we talking about before we got on ageism?
I don't know. Pro Bowl, yeah. That's where this conversation went to hell, the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. Anyway, I started watching a series I recommended to Chris. Actually, it was a movie I recommended to Chris, which they are making into a series.
Oh, hold on. Yeah. This one?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
They're making that a series?
They did. It's like, so I had written it down a few months back because I was doing the Disney Plus Hulu package thing, and I was looking up series worth watching on Hulu, and one of them said Das Boot. And I went, whoa. I was like, they made a series out of it? And so I finally got around to watching it, and it's a different crew. It's a different boat. So it's not as the movie. And it also blending in with another book. And it's only 8 episodes. I've just finished the 5th one before we hit record, and it's really good. It's on Hulu, yeah. And then as soon as I finish with Das Boot, I'm going to watch Letterkenny.
Yes.
So
I finished Man in the High Castle.
Oh, good.
I gotta say, probably their best season.
It's good. Really? I felt it needed a little bit more though. It was that good. Like I was like, oh, that could have kept going.
It definitely could have had another season.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But it took me a while to get. I was watching so many different shows. I said, "What am I want?" Because I was done with Mary Tyler Moore. I was done with some other shows, and I go, "Oh wait, I haven't finished Man in the High Castle." The last 5 or 6 episodes are just fantastic.
Well, the one where Smith goes into, you know, where the U.S. won the war timeline. To me, that's the best episode. I love that episode.
Yeah, where you get flashbacks of where he is in the U.S. Army.
Yeah, that, yeah.
It's excellent. And you kind of see how everything happened. But I don't want to spoil anyone.
I just wanted one question. Without spoiling it. How high does he get in the castle?
He is pretty fucking high.
Okay.
Chris had 10 milligrams last week.
Yeah,
no, he was popping them like they were candy.
He didn't tell a story from the previous episode.
He went from 5 mg to 20 mg, really.
Yeah. He had the Drake level of high.
Yeah, not the hour long in the shower high.
No, it was actually only 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah, that's
the Jack. The Jack high shower.
That's one of my favorite Jack stories. He goes into like a time loop in the shower that lasts 7 seconds.
Well, when you think you're going to die and everyone's laughing at you, it's not funny. I'm just going to say that up front. It's not funny when you think you're going to die.
Funny weed story. So for the last few months, I've been procuring edible things for my father-in-law.
Mm.
Because he has trouble sleeping at night, and he's a fan of the edibles, and so he made his first trip to a recreational dispensary here in Massachusetts, and it was an enjoyable experience for him. You know, he was all like excited to go, and goes and he went.
It is a lot of fun.
I don't know if my mother-in-law knows about it, but
he lives in Massachusetts too, though. Yes,
he does. Yeah, oh. yeah. So he went, and then he came over to help watch. The kids the other night when I was working and Amanda was working, and he's like, "So I went to the candy store." He called it. And he's like, "I didn't want to just buy one thing, so I bought a bunch." And he hands me, flips me 2 joints, a little tube full of pre-rolled joints. And,
wow!
Yeah, I was like, "All right, thanks, bud. Appreciate that." I haven't smoked a joint in. I can't remember how long. I've only eaten and vaporized for like the last few years, but when you buy a pre-rolled joint from a dispensary, they are fucking perfect.
They are nice and tight.
They're the best. Probably cones. They taper down. They have like a little mouthpiece at the end of it. It's like they are like literally the most perfect joints you've ever seen in your entire life. Because I mean, they're I think they run through a machine. They have to. I mean, yeah. They're so perfect. So I got a couple of those. I'm gonna say that's a rainy day. I haven't smoked a joint forever, but
well, you're saying he has trouble sleeping. I think Cindy and I slept the best when we were taking those.
It's the best
when we had those sleeping stuff we got in California.
Well, I'll tell you right now, like last week, 10 milligram night, finished recording, and then I passed out right where I'm sitting.
Nice.
Yeah, like legitimately passed out right here. I think it was like this, and that I woke up because my hand slipped and I fell, and I pulled the jack, and it woke me up, you know. But
well, you weren't bleeding.
So. Yeah, I wasn't bleeding. No blood. But yeah,
did you keep recording after you woke back up? You
know? No.
I was. Hey, for the record, I was willing to keep recording.
You were.
But yeah, so there's my fun weed story for the week.
Nice. That is nice.
Thanks, father-in-law. Appreciate it.
So you got one. You got. Does your wife know that he's going to do this?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But you don't know. You don't know if his wife knows.
Correct.
So you got a little. You know, how's that will looking? Do I? Am I in the will? What are you leaving me? I mean, it's black.
Oh, the will. They said the will. Wheel.
I might have said will, but. A little blackmail, right?
My daughter is an only daughter. Only kid. So I think we're all right.
Okay. So you don't have to worry about sharing it.
No.
Okay, that's good. You married right.
Of course. I married up.
Yeah.
I think we all want to marry up.
Yeah.
It's the only way to go.
It's true. Looking for that 94-year-old with millions.
There you go.
Who are you, Anna Nicole Smith?
Yeah, why not?
The 11th hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Did I ever tell a story? But I was in Vegas and saw Anna Nicole Smith.
No.
It's at the Stratosphere Hotel. And she was being basically carried by two people. I don't know why Siri keeps popping up on my thing. She's so shit-faced drunk that she was being carried by two. And okay, so yes, and she lives here. I guess she lived in one of the hotels. It was like, God, that looks like Anna Nicole Smith, and she was just literally shit face. Poor, you know, unfortunately killed her. But you know, that's my Anna Nicole Smith story.
Yeah, who did I see? I saw Ivana White in Vegas once. She was completely like, you know, hat on, like dressed down.
Was she turning letters?
No. She was turning tricks,
and then people kept clapping.
Yeah,
she was shit faced though.
Yeah, can you imagine? You want to buy a vowel, fucker?
Well, that show's been on forever.
Ever.
Yeah,
wasn't it us that were talking about that? Or was about how she hosted it once when Pat was gone. And she went and she was horrible.
Oh, yeah, that was last week.
Was it?
Yeah, she's no, yeah. She's been. She's
now
been
now we're fucking even.
That wasn't last week. That was like 3 weeks ago.
Were we talking? That must have been. What was I here?
I thought my dad and I talked about that, not this show.
Okay,
I don't think we talked about it.
The weird thing is, Nick, my dad and I talked about this.
Wow.
No, seriously. I'm not sure how to help with that. I'm not talking to you, Google.
But I my response here. Was,
God damn it,
they should have gotten Martin Short. To be the host, you know, because that would have been awesome. Because he could have been.
Well, to be fair, how hard is it to be the host of Wheel of Fortune? Spin the wheel. All right. Any A's?
Is there an A?
A. Oh, no.
Is there an R?
All right, Bobby, spin the wheel.
Did you get it right? Would,
you know what? A is like the easiest job in the world. Like,
yeah, I think I could do it.
Mm-hmm. No, but like you would get to a point where you would see the word and you would blurt it out. You'd be like, oh, it's the.
I'd be like, come on, dumbass. You can't figure it out yet.
Like, he just defers to Vanna for every decision that needs to be made.
Yeah, he does. Vanna has to do all the work. She's got to walk back and forth across the stage. All right, what's lit? Okay. She used to have to spin them, if you remember, Al.
Yeah.
Now she just presses the button.
Yeah.
Presses the button. She's gotten older. To be fair to Vanna, she's gotten older. So just pressing the button, she could spin it and, you know, get dizzy and fall down and hurt, break her hip.
There was one time where she had to interpret the letter.
I mean, what do you think?
Like the letter didn't go.
She's got to be in her mid-60s, you think?
Yeah, she's in her 60s, yeah.
Yeah.
Just fucking with you. I don't.
I believe you because I don't watch Wheel of Fortune that often.
Shit.
My mother-in-law, when she was alive, used to come out here and right away, it was Wheel of Fortune. It was Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune she had to watch.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do when, you know, Alex Trebek. Yeah.
That's a tough job because you have, you know, have to read the questions. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to say, okay, that is, oh, we need that in form of a question. Sorry.
Right.
What does Pat Sajak do?
Wow.
He's like an older version of Ryan's.
He cashes checks. That's what he does.
Well, he's like an older version of Ryan Seacrest. Am I right? I mean, I've said this 1,000 times. What the fuck does Ryan Seacrest do? The best, he fell out of a chair, I guess, a couple weeks ago, live on Kelly and whatever. Kelly and Seacrest? I don't know what they call it. And he got more publicity from that than anything else. That was the best thing he's done in 30 years.
It's because people want to see him fall on his ass.
Hey, but I don't get Jack, it. It's like American Jack, Idol. He's like
some people would say that about you.
Well, I get it, but I'm not making millions, so fuck off. So, but Pat Sajak, literally on American Idol, what did he do on American Idol? Well, yeah, how'd you do? You get a golden ticket? No, all right. I mean, literally, what was his purpose of his job?
Well, he's a producer of the show.
That's true.
He is now.
I mean, we can just ask Matt how hard of a job that is.
Well, it's not too hard. Matt can do it.
Okay, look, Ryan, he touched those kids and lit them up just like Vanna.
He touched the kids?
On American Idol. I'm just saying, like, he did the same thing. He would go up. He used to have to turn them, but then he just started touching them and they lit up just like a letter. Oh.
You don't need a golden ticket. You have Seacrest.
I don't know.
Well, the first year there was another guy. And that guy made a great decision and quit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but we don't know who that guy is. I mean, that's kind of like...
Well, that's why, because he quit. He had the easiest job in the world. The two people could say, hey, you got a golden ticket. It would, you know, two of them together could, you know...
I actually enjoyed the banter between the two of them. It was like, oh, hey, you know, like there's two of these guys. You know?
I'm going to make a move, though. I'm so big now, I'm leaving American Idol. You stay here, Ryan. Your career is going to go down the tubes. I'm going to make billions.
Well, they should have just brought a different co-host in then every year with Ryan Seacrest. You know,
I think they figured out that Ryan Seacrest could do it by himself because he wasn't fucking doing anything.
I'm producing this show. The show's now about me. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
You tuned in to see what what's his name? JJ Jackson. Was it JJ?
Oh, right. Yeah.
J.J. Jackson.
Paul Abdul and...
Right. I know you're talking about. I don't know.
And
that's going to be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, that guy.
And the other guy. Who's the main guy? The asshole.
Yeah, the asshole. Yeah.
Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell. You didn't tune in for Ryan Seacrest. I'm just saying. Nobody tuned in for Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, no, I tuned in for Randy and, you know, Paula. So
Randy, who was the bass player for Journey for a while, wearing those tight leather pants, which he shouldn't have been doing. Just saying, dog.
Yeah, but he did
those,
it.
Those tight leather pants. Jealous. They're not work. No, I'm not jealous because nobody was jealous.
You remember them, so obviously it made an impression.
How can you forget them?
And he had a huge endorsement campaign with some diabetes company because he had type 2 diabetes. Yet every week he sat in front with like a Coca-Cola. Like, what are you doing, man?
This is brought to you by Coca-Cola. Hey, Randy. Well,
it's funny that back I used to before you know years ago I used to be a medical device rep for Johnson and Johnson. I was I used to sell diabetes testing supplies, many of the supplies that Nick currently uses.
Yep.
And one of our one of our like we call endorsements was BB King. God, you know, rest in peace, BB. But so there's a time in which BB King's commercial for our product would air, and the very next commercial was the BB King Burger King commercial.
Right. Nice. Like, oh,
fail.
So he's supersizing everything, right, BB King?
Exactly. It's funny because, like,
so funny.
It's probably my first memory of you, Chris. Because I didn't take offense to it at all, but it's just one of those moments you don't forget. Because like it was down.
You get pumped, you son of a bitch.
No, it was down in Raleigh. It was down in Raleigh, and I probably only been a diabetic
for down in Raleigh
a year. And you asked me something like, because once you found out that I was diabetic, you're like, oh, what do you use? And I used something you weren't selling, and you just like immediately like gave me this judgy like, you need to be using this because this blah 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 blah. And I was kind of like,
okay. Be using pure cane sugar, right?
I believe you're using the Abbott Freestyle, if I recall.
I wasn't using the Abbott. I've always used
Abbott.
Maybe, I don't know. It's too long ago. I mean, I've changed things since, but
and this, either way, you weren't using the product that he was pushing.
He was, yeah. He was being a pusher. He's being very Boston.
I will tell you. I worked for that company for a number of years. And you do get kind of like, you know, you're very in tune with what you're selling. Is you have to be. It's being your toes. You're talking to doctors. And the sad part of it is that I knew more about diabetes than the average primary physician in the area knew, which is part of the reason why I left that industry, because that was like soul crushing to me. The fact that
you went from there to Apple.
No, I had a brief stint with a company called 3Com. They were the company that created the Palm Pilot. Remember the Palm Pilot?
Yeah.
They sold that off, and then for a while they sold enterprise level networking solutions, so like, you know, rack servers and stuff. Oh. But I worked there for a few months, and then the company got bought out, and I got laid off. So that was fun.
Yeah.
It was actually awesome. It was the best summer of my life because it was the summer before kids, or two summers before kids. I had just started this job. I worked there for 5.5 months and I got laid off. The job was terrible. It was a terrible, terrible job. I went from being on the road, like, you know, in and out of offices, like an outside sales guy, to being put into a cubicle. And no offense to those who work cubicles, it's just not for me. Like, I can't sit in a confined space and not be up and about talking to people. So I got a severance package for 6 months. I worked there for 5 and I got a 6 month severance package, and I collected unemployment, and I worked the bar, a couple of bartending jobs in between for cash. So, and right before I got laid off, I had just paid in full a golf membership. So I was doing all right that summer. I played a lot of golf. I served a lot of beers, and I made a lot of money.
Should have bought a Tesla.
Should have.
They weren't around then.
They weren't around.
Got to plan ahead.
I know.
You're like the guy. You're like the guy from American Idol that quit. He didn't plan ahead.
And then I started working for the lovely fruit stand in 2010. Wow, 9 years ago.
Oh, Matt. If only we could see the chat. You know what? Right now is the perfect time to take a commercial.
Take it. Just take it in, Jack. Take it all.
I'm going to take it because I'm going to crush it all.
Take that entire commercial. Oh, yeah. Matt, I just saw Matt's own face.
You're on mute, Matt. You're on mute, Matt.
He can't hear me.
Can you go get a beer?
Because that's what I thought. I wondered if he knew he was muted because he just started doing all this stuff. And I was like,
Matt, can you go get a beer? Because you're not a sink. You're just not.
I was doing my best. Like,
he is a muted O-face.
I was going, you're like the
Ryan Seacrest of this podcast.
Oh, my goodness. That's fantastic.
Thanks, dog.
Well, I had a funny story today. I think it's funny. I call. I have Sirius Radio, and I got charged last month $19, whatever it is. And I'm like going, I'm not paying $19.95 a month for this crap because I don't drive that much and I don't drive that far. So I'm getting this thing for $4.99. So I call them today. They get, oh yeah, we can work that out with you. Hold on a second. And then they put me on hold. Another person would come on and go, hi, this is such a, can I help you? And I'm like going, yeah, I was just talking to, oh, okay. So I have to play the whole story again. Get to like the third person, the fourth person. I don't know how it was. I go, look, I go, I'm not going to have to explain this again. I'm like, oh no. You want to explain it again? So he goes, I go, I'm paying too much for this thing. I want to cut it down. I don't want. So he goes, oh, I see you've been with us for 14 years. He's going on and on. He's telling me I can do this and this and this. It'll be $22.95 a month. I go, wow, that's great. But I go, I don't want any of that crap. I go, I want it cheaper. I saw the $4.99. He goes, oh, okay. So I paid $19.95 a month. I paid $19 this month in January. I got it down to $4.99 plus tax. So it's $6.50 a month. Mm-hmm. But in order to get the deal, I had to pay $1.50 this month. I go, but I already paid $19.95 this month.
Right.
19, whatever it is, 1930, whatever, 1931. He goes, yeah, but to get the deal, you have to pay $1.50. So I'm paying $21 for this deal. No, you're only paying $1.50. I go, no, I already paid $19.95. I'm going right. I go, you know what? I don't care. Just go ahead and give me the $6.50 a month because I don't want the other crap. It was like, are you listening to what I'm saying?
No.
I mean, I got it to where I wanted anyway, but it's like, what, Matt?
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry.
Okay. Anyway, so I did solve the problem. It's like, but why? What are we messing here? I go, I don't need the streaming from my phone. I don't need the streaming from my computer. I told him, I go, I don't want any of that. I just want when I get in my car, I have some options. And he's like, oh, but since you've been with us for 14 years. That's
the price for those guys, though. I mean, you did a good job because like they are hurting. They're getting killed by all the other streaming services.
Well, last year it was $249. I go, I can't afford that. So they charged me $49 for the year. Are you just threatening to cancel? You just threatened to cancel. They go, okay.
That's why all of them are. Yeah.
It's like a gun to their face.
That's you still owe Columbia House a lot of money too from those.
Those
cassette tapes you bought for a penny a piece.
For a penny, then you. I did that one time. It was actually pretty cool at first.
Entire time.
Did somebody mute me?
Or did I mute myself?
You probably muted yourself.
I don't know. Well, the producer's high on coffee, so it could be.
Yeah.
Those guys are hurting though. I mean, they're getting smoked by all the streaming services right now.
I like to listen to sports radio, but I don't drive that. I barely drive. I might drive like once a week. My wife only drives like Randy, Chris, Simon, Nick, Paula, Matt. Yeah,
apparently I'm the dick. I'm the dick of the show. No, I'm annoying.
No, okay, so I messed up in the chat. It's supposed to say Jack is Randy.
Okay, Chris is Simon.
And Am Nick Simon? Is Paula. Well, because Nick actually sings on the show. You don't.
But Nick's no Paula. Come on, man. Okay. Uh-oh.
Well, sure if you're going to call me Seacrest, then I'm just breaking it down.
You're definitely Seacrest.
So back in that summer that I worked at that company in between John and my medical device company and where I am now, I don't know if you guys remember this, but Chris Kulk and I somehow found a way to get like sponsored by MTV.
Oh yeah, I do remember that.
I do remember that. Yeah.
The Country Music Awards. Mm-hmm. I don't know how the fuck that happened, but they decided to fly us down and give us a handler with an American Express card to go take us out and open up tabs at bars across Tennessee. That was an incredible weekend.
I bet.
We because of our status with MTV, we actually got to take like the VIP elevator into the stadium, and I got into the elevator with Kid Rock, and there was a host from was it American Idol for a period of time, Kara. Remember Kara DiGiardi? I think her name was last name.
No,
DiGiardi. I can't remember her name.
She's on The Mandalorian now. So Kara Dune.
I believe she's like a big time like country music, or not country, but like a pop producer slash writer. But she was on the show for a period of time.
I've heard of Kid Rock.
And I'm sitting there on this freight elevator with her. She look over, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here? Like, then I got a complete contact high from Kid Rock. That was kind of fun. But so I sat with people from American Idol in the stands. It was weird.
Nice.
Well,
who's the other guy from MTV that has a late show? Carson Daly.
Yeah,
he's just a poor man's Ryan Seacrest.
Well, I always remember, was it Kimmel that always said that? It was like, "Hi, I'm Carson Daly. I'm a massive tool." Like on the old Married Man show.
Which one is Blake Shelton on?
He's on The Voice.
I am told often that people think I remind them of Blake Shelton.
I don't see it.
I don't see it either. I see it. It happened today, even.
Oh. Well, if you want to be the Seacrest of the show, I mean, you know, take it over, man. I mean, you know, you could.
I just get mistaken for a golfer.
Hard pass. It's all yours, Matt.
Thanks.
I can't remember the golfer's name, but he was a good golfer back in the early 2000s.
Going back to radio, though, like I know what you
Tiger.
Mean.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I was a player, you know. So you know,
so I, you know,
more like Phil Mixon. Now I got kind of a gut, so I can be Phil Mixon.
John Daly, there you go.
Yeah, John did. No, I'll find the guys. I'll find out who it was later. I'll post a picture of him because I used to get it all the time. I go, I know, I've heard it. Go ahead, Nick.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just saying, like, I normally put in my iPhone when I'm getting the truck, but it's only an 8-minute drive to work. So a lot of times, like, I plug it up, I listen to like half a song, I'm there at work. So recently, about 2-3 weeks, I've been just letting the radio play. But there's only like 2 classic rock radio stations in Fort Collins, or at least in the northern Colorado area. And I quickly, after maybe 3 days, realized why I quit fucking listening to the radio. Because it's the same fucking songs on just a fucking loop.
If I have to only have like 5 or 6 songs. Yeah,
if I have to hear Hotel California, You Shook Me All Night Long, Stairway to Heaven, and Layla one more goddamn time, I just want to punch my radio.
Well, those are 4 pretty good songs, though.
They are, but they're just always played all the time. And
because they have to pay for those songs, so it's easier just to have 5 songs.
Mm. And then you get a 15-minute commercial break.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how radio stays. I don't know how they – because that's why I like XM Satellite, because, you know, even though I usually listen to sports talk, I always be listening to sports talk and they get something wrong. It's like, I want to rip their, you know, it's like, you're wrong, but I can't stop, you know, and call them. But
yeah, you can't be like Chris and just interrupt and then punch you in the face.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, he's muted. Well,
Jim Nansen, something, was it last week? Or the week the Chiefs were playing against, who'd they fall behind? Was it Houston Texans? They fell behind. He goes, this reminds me of the comeback the Chargers had against the Dolphins in 1981, where they came back and, you know, they were down by 24. They did the hook. I go, no, dumbass. And I usually like the Nets. I go, the Chargers were up 24-0. The Dolphins came back. The Chargers won in double, I think it was double overtime or overtime. I go, but I don't have Jim Nance's number, so I can't call him. But you were wrong, Jim, and it was never corrected, so that pissed me off.
Yeah. Just make
a yeah. You've had a long feud with Jim Nance. This is
no. It's John Clayton.
That's who it was. Yeah.
Because I pointed. You know, if you don't know the story on Twitter, he was wrong about something. I said, he said, "Oh, Pittsburgh comes back." I go, "Well, they were playing in Pittsburgh." Well, no. I go, "Well, fuck you, John Clayton." So from that point on, it was I had a war with John Clayton.
It was one sided, but still fun. So.
Oh, fuck that little ball-headed freak. He
no, dude, just tell us what you really think.
Pot or the kettle there, Jack.
There's not too many people I'd say at this point in my life I'd say I'd kick his ass. I would kick John Clayton's ass. I would kick – it wouldn't be a fight. It'd be like when Chris is fighting old people at Patriot Stadium, Gillette Stadium. It'd be the same thing. I'm calling you out, John Clayton. I'll do it for charity. I will kick your ass.
Do you think that we can get anybody to like fund this and make this happen?
Celebrity death match, a little claymation?
Yeah. I mean, we want the money to go to charity, but can we make this happen?
We can put it to the Chris Needs to Buy a Tesla charity.
Yeah, we'll do that. I'll do that for anything to beat his ass.
Awesome.
He's like trying to call me out on Twitter when I was 100% right. Even people backed me up. So fuck you, John Clayton.
I don't think he's going to show up.
I don't. You know what? Because he's afraid.
You got nothing to lose.
He's afraid. I would send him to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. You're getting violent.
I know.
Hey, it's a violent world. I did see a movie though this weekend.
What'd you see?
I saw Just Mercy.
Oh yeah, maybe you're saying you want to see it. Yeah.
We saw it. It's with Michael B. Jordan from everyone's favorite show, Friday Night Lights.
Yep.
Also, Black Panther, right?
Yeah, he's the bad guy. He was War.
Which I. Well, spoiler. I haven't seen it yet.
He's also Creed.
Creed. Well, he's excellent also with Creed.
What's that? What's that? The Wire. He's in The Wire as well.
That's right. He is in The Wire. Well, good call, Chris. And it has Jamie Foxx and it has Brie Larson. And she shows up in red, white, and blue outfit and a shield. I don't know what the hell she's doing. But I liked the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good movie, but it's not a movie that we've. Well, I'm trying not to downplay it, but it's because it's making a great point.
Yeah.
But it's a movie we've seen before.
Yeah. To me, it looked like an Oscar bait film that wasn't going to get any Oscars.
Oh, the acting was great. I mean, Michael B. Jordan has become one of my favorite actors.
Sirius Clark?
Yeah, serious. But it's a good movie, but I'd probably wait until it comes out on cable or something like that because it's about the death penalty and, you know, the rights and wrongs. And I enjoyed it. It's good. A little long because I start cramping up. My body gets, you know, don't let John Clayton know this, but I get cramped up after a while. But I it was good, but not like, oh,
Matt's
my God.
Like, I know how you feel.
Oh, well, you know, when Matt's older, he knows.
Yeah.
Is Matt older than... Why has Matt been on mute all night long?
I've just been listening to you guys, you know.
But it's a really good movie, well acted, but it's not anything. It, you know, it has your, well, Nick, it has your, you know, your Southern guy who's a redneck and a racist, you know.
You always got to have one of those in the group.
Well, we got to have a stereotypical Southerners.
It's based on a true story, and they do. It's ridiculous what happened, but anyway, good movie. I wouldn't rush out to see it. You know, it'll be on Hulu or Netflix or Amazon Prime here soon or iTunes.
Yeah, I think we got like a dead period here. I don't think there's any good films coming out. I mean, I got the Guy Ritchie film coming out this weekend.
What's that?
The Gentleman, I think.
Oh, The Gentleman looks good.
Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Matthew McConaughey. What's his name? Who's the guy who got caught with a transvestite hooker?
Oh, Eddie Murphy.
No, the British dude that was that.
No, Hugh Grant.
Who was dating
Elizabeth Hurley at the time?
It's got Jack Charlie Hunnam's in it.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of good actors in that movie.
Well, I think we haven't got past Hugh Grant yet. He was dating Elizabeth Hurley at the time.
Yeah,
yeah. That was a comedian that actually said that. It's like, you know, it shows you that men. I forget the line the guy used, but that's what it's like. Men are just programmed to cheat or programmed to not want the same thing over and over again. It was like, because here's Hugh Grant dating Elizabeth fucking Hurley. You know, and he went, you know what? I'm tired of that. I'm going to date this thing over here. You know?
Idiot.
Yeah.
I said, well, you know, mistake.
So Elizabeth Hurley is banging, what's his name? Machine Gun Kelly.
No. You're thinking of,
Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, but she says she's not.
Wait, what?
Kate Beckinsale is banging Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, okay.
But she claims she's not.
Yeah, well.
Oh, and did you guys also see, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, that some letters got discovered at Tupac's house or something like that, or at least amongst his stuff that's been, you know, sealed up for 30 years. Well,
he's still alive.
And apparently he was dating Madonna a few years before he died or was murdered. And he broke
up. So that's what killed him.
Well, he broke up with her, and like one of the letters, it's a breakup note to Madonna because it's like, I can't date you and still have like my street cred. <You know>?
Like, I didn't know he was dating Madonna.
No one did. Like, it's one of those like hush hush things. I was like, oh,
I'm surprised Madonna didn't release that. She's all about the PR.
Yeah, after, but maybe she was keeping it private. PR for private. I don't know.
That was Madonna. Funny. We're talking about the same Madonna we all know,
right?
Sure. I'm just floating that out there.
All right.
So you married to Madonna.
Madonna.
I was thinking the church lady when Sean Penn's guesting, you know, and he's like, so you're married to Madonna. He's like, but she doesn't quite live up to the same standard now, does she?
Then, isn't that special?
Sean just punches the church lady.
It probably was in improv too. He probably punched it on.
So I'd seen one of these memes earlier today, and I thought it was really, really funny. And it's very juvenile, but I thought it would be funny to just kind of go around and see. So the meme said, the last TV show or movie that you watched is the name of your penis and or vagina. For everybody that wants to play at home.
So Das Boot.
So is Nick, is that what?
The Das Boot. That's the boat.
Mine is Downton Abbey.
Mine is.
It's the Duchess.
Mine is Clone War.
I think you have the best. What's yours? That
or Morning Show.
Nice. I like Morning Show. That's
pretty Morning Show's a good one. Yeah.
Well, mine was Taxi, but then I watched Grace and Frankie before we recorded with my wife.
Wow, so, Grace and Frankie.
Grace and Frankie. Yeah, the twig and two berries.
I know. Grace and Frankie. I know. That's Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin.
Man in the High Castle. What was that, Jack?
It's Lily Tomlin and
Jane Fonda. Jane Fonda. I'm glad that Jax was not lost.
It could have been, but now we're doing I'm doing a Downton Abbey rewatch. So it's
okay.
Downton Abbey.
I mean, that's only been off for a few years though, Jack. How can you do a rewatch so soon?
Well, it's been off for like 5 years.
It ended in 2016, I think. The series did.
That's 4 years, and they had a movie. Yeah.
I still never watched the end of the series.
The Butler did it.
Man, I'm not surprised.
Butler did it the whole time.
Wow, wow. I still say that Carson was Mary's actual father. Him and Cora got together. Yeah. He cares too much about Lady Mary, and him and Cora, I think we're, you know, doing the deed.
You think that about everybody?
I do, but I believe this because Cindy always gets mad at me for saying
Jefferson was totally doing Adams.
He did. She Abigail Adams and Thomas. Read the book. It's right there in black and white, but he kind of skips by it. But I'm telling you right now, Abigail. He was in Europe for like 3 years, 4 years, right? Trying to get money for with him and Ben Franklin, who Ben Franklin was just, he was a ladies' man somehow. Still trying to figure that one out. But no.
He's the originator of the dad bod. Are you kidding me?
Exactly. He was born in Boston just a couple, his birthday was a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw it on something. But no.
My town celebrated it.
Did they?
I live in Franklin, Massachusetts.
I guess is that what it's named after?
Yes.
So you live in Franklin, Indiana, Matt. Is it named after Ben Franklin? Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick, you live in Franklin, Colorado. Is it?
Well, the eastern part of Tennessee was originally supposed to be the state of Franklin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They named my town Franklin because Benjamin Franklin, instead of acknowledging the request for donations to put a church bell or a church steeple on the town church. He instead donated the money to the town and said, you must build a public library. To which they constructed the United States' first public library in Franklin, Massachusetts.
Was it a library and a brothel?
No.
Okay. It was business up top. Party.
Did you finish John Wick 3? Speaking of libraries.
No. Nope.
I haven't finished what I was talking about. Anyway.
What were you talking about, Jack?
I was talking about how Abigail Adams and Thomas Jefferson had an affair.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. That old chestnut.
Those chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
So I was thinking we could roll into a bonus episode. Is that
yeah,
fair with you gentlemen?
That'd be happy with
Ben Franklin. It up.
We're right at 1 hour.
We are at 1 hour, so I think this is a good time to kind of take a moment to say.
Well, first, before we thank those patrons, let's just go ahead and say for everyone out there, if you want to hear bonus episodes, you need to become a patron.
Yeah.
And you can hear all the less filtered talk that we do.
Yeah, we keep it clean during this episode.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I get into some Masonic rituals because, you know, Chris and I have both been from Franklin. So
yeah, Matt has a second cup of coffee. And
I'm a Mason, so careful what you say.
Are you a Mason?
I am.
Really? Jay always wanted to be a Mason.
He's into that cult shit, dude.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's why he didn't want to insult Ryan Seacrest. Is because
Seacrest a Mason?
He's a Mason. He's like the
head. Is he?
I have no idea.
Can we find out what a Mason does in the bonus episode?
They're bricklayers.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. And how do you become a Mason? Do you have to get nominated?
You have to ask.
You have to ask. It's a club. You have to brand you on your ass, though. So.
Yeah, it's okay.
Nick, since you're from the South, are you a Dixon? Is that how that works?
Sure.
Dixon.
Yep. You guys are Masons. Actually, you're below the line too there, buddy. So
I'm technically not an active Mason. I have suspended my membership.
Oh.
Did you have to pay money every month?
Oh, yeah.
You're
the deuce.
Just because I'm still on that. Because technically, Jack and Matt both live below the Mason-Dixon line, but Chris and I currently live above the Mason-Dixon line.
Indeed,
I was born though in Pennsylvania.
That's so true.
How about them patrons?
let's get to that point. Thanks, Chris, for keeping us on track. Because there's a couple things that we.
If you want to be a Mason,
do it.
What can they do?
Tune in to the patron show.
And we thank all the Masons out there that have helped this show, you know, make it to where it is today. We couldn't do this without the Masons. So we'd like to thank
Illuminati.
Tack from Paris, Eckhart Richter Glaffelder, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne. You can think of something real quick, Matt, that makes it exciting. Joanne NASA with the plan.
With the Death Star plans.
There you go. Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier and Drake the Destroyer. That's what we got. Thanks for being a Mason. If you want to be a Mason, go to mason.com/JayandJack and become a Mason today.
God only knows what shit just happened.
God only knows if what you put in would actually work. So
it's probably some porn site.
We're still recording. What are you talking about?